So we're just going to wing this. How are we doing, everybody? And welcome to the Royal Mess. Hope you're having a fantastic day. I'm just going to go with I'm having technical difficulties, and that's why I'm a little floating circle in the middle of the screen. Definitely never slept in, never went out partying last night. Thank you, everybody, for my birthday wishes and all of my awesome messages through WhatsApp and, of course, in the stream yesterday. I hope everyone had a fantastic day. And we've got a great show. We've even got some new daytime panel members that are finally responding and should be joining us over the next week or so. And we have got Mr. Atwood, I think, who's going to come and join us later on this afternoon.
Is it anybody I know who's going to join you?
I'm hoping that Mr. Steeples is going to be a new panel member for the day show. So
no, you haven't. You've approached him. That's brilliant. Yeah.
I can't say for sure, but he's very interested. So
that will turn into a cocktail party every day.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, no, I think what I'd pitched to him was Steeples on a Monday and a Friday, start the week and end the week with Steeples as one of the panel members. Do you know what I mean? Because
that'd be brilliant.
I'm assuming he's not a full time YouTuber. Hang on a second. Is that Thor? I thought that was my dog getting into a fight in the front garden. Ooh. Will you let me click the buttons, Jen? Okay.
I get trigger happy.
Hello, Tina, but we can see you. Oh, shit. Where's she
gone? Oh, she's gone. Her internet.
But, you know, and the thing, you should think her internet should be better than mine in Nicaragua.
I am quite shocked at how good the internet is down there.
The internet is good. It's slow because compared to Norway, because in Norway, the most basic one, I think, starts at 300 megabytes. And here, 100 megabytes is considered wow.
Yeah, that's mad. I mean, it's not mad because, you know, of your geographical location. But yeah, the internet is something that I'm going to try and not go on a rant on right now. I'm very triggered, right? So I just had to shout on the dog there. You heard me shouting there. Two wee tiny Ewok dogs just decided to put their heads through the fence and start snarling and asking my massive German Shepherd for a square go. And apparently the dog, Thor was just stood in the garden looking confused, looking at them like, you know what I could do to you, right? I mean, you know what I could do. That's a good boy. So yeah, he just came up and he's got a squeaky, cuddly toy, plushy sausage roll. You know a Greg sausage roll, Jen?
I unfortunately do, yeah. Sorry, not slating Greg's, well, but...
he literally has a plushy Greg sausage roll that he carries around in his mouth. It's just like his security beacon.
I'm going to have to get him some toys.
Hi, Tina. I'm going to say now, my internet is rubbish of an afternoon. I don't know why it doesn't want me to do a Royal Newsflash. So if it starts to cut out, I'm just going to leave, okay?
Are you running off your 5G or your house Wi-Fi?
It's on again.
Oh, you're still here.
So today's show is going to be full of F's and Jeffs.
Yeah. Sorry. I'd like to apologize for that outburst from Tina, who's having technical difficulties. All right. Okay. Right.
Morning, guys in the chat. Cheers to... I've just seen a comment then from Public Notice saying, I look really intelligent with my glasses on today. Thank you so much. I try.
Ah, fair play, fair play. that was too funny. that's Tina's first official blooper for the blooper.
Since I said, hey, Tina, lovely. We heard that.
Yeah, that's good.
She didn't know. She thought she was off camera. Let's be fair.
Yeah, I had a swear moment yesterday as well. So we all have moments.
I did too, trying to kill that mosquito. That's for sure.
Oh, did you get it? Give us a mosquito.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes, the ceremony.
Now I have my trusty. I keep it on hand.
Yeah. The fly swatter.
You can get electric ones that look like tennis rackets.
No, I like to do it the old way. My son loves it. He likes that.
Do you know, there's a video of a YouTuber, right, who takes a military-grade laser that can cut through steel and refracts it around a bunch of mirrors to make like a grid. No one cares about your nerd stuff, Ron. Okay, anyway, cool fly swatter, mosquitoes, moving on. All right, so I just want to say thank you to everybody who hopped across to the Atwood Family channel and subscribed yesterday. I want to make sure, and I'm going to be honest with you, there's 400 watching now. We need 400 subscribers on Paula's channel before Friday.
Actually, less than that.
It's no, 200. Paula, just,
how many?
200.
Just half of you. Just half of you subscribe.
If we don't get Paula to 100,000 subscribers by Friday, we're deleting everything. It's all going, people. Okay? Deleting it all. Axsmith is here. Well, good to see you, bro. But yeah, we got to get that. We got to get that channel by Friday to 100K, or I'm burning everything. All right, I'm just going to drag it out into the garden, and I'm just going to throw it into the blooming river at the end of my lawn here, and that's the way it's going to go, people. That's what.
Sorry, how many subscribers are you short of? 500K, did you say, Paula?
Oh, 100,000.
No,
100,000. Yeah, you need your plaque, because you do know. Matter of fact, Sean did not get his plaque. You know?
I'm just a small channel, so. But I have a lot of views.
Now,
I prefer the views, you know. I have a lot of views, and I like that. But, you know, for some reason, I had been shadow banned for almost a month and a half. I was recommended to anybody. I was hardly getting any views. This is when I started talking about the birth certificate of, you know, how I couldn't get the birth certificate for Lily and stuff like that. And suddenly my views just, you know, dropped. It's and then because I was talking a lot about that, you know, where I don't care, you know, about anything else, but it's just that, you know, just get me that copy of that document or the copy of the baptism for Archie. And it's without fail. My channel goes into automatic shadow ban. Like I barely get like 10,000 views or something like that.
But, you know, on a more positive note, 200 subscribers get to 100K, make it happen. I just want to say, Shane, one of our mods here. Good day, everyone. This is to get Ziggy a new toy, $20.
Thank you, Shane.
In the deposit. I just want to say a big shout out to Shane. Shane's actually a very good friend of mine. I've known Shane for many, many years. Oh, Tina is just, again, Tina's just here, my guys, just to randomly swear and then leave the panel periodically, okay? It's a game we're playing. If you get all the correct timestamps of when Tina swears and leaves, you win a prize at the end of this stream. But a big shout out to Shane. Shane, like I say, very good.
Yes, Shane, I will get something for him today, and I'll show you on Friday's show.
Yes,
what I purchased. Thank you so much.
She says, "How do I find Paula? You can see my name is Paula M Channel. That's my channel there."
So also, we have a Royal Mess link tree that makes everything easy for you if you want to rage. I mean, I know the rage, the powers of Ray J will start posting that in a second if he is in fact here. Is Ray J actually here? I imagine he's here. I can't imagine.
Casabella's in the chat.
You need to add Leticia to that thing.
Oh yeah, I need to add Leticia. Yeah, I need to update it. It's you know what I'm like for updating.
I'll send you her link.
Yeah. Also, I want to say, yeah, she was an awesome addition to the panel. She's a great lady.
A lot of fun.
Great nails, great things to say. And I love it when somebody isn't scared when they come on a new panel. You can see she was a bit nervous to begin with, but then at the end she was like, "Girl, I got some questions to be asking." You know what I'm saying?
Paula, where on earth did you find her? Lady Leticia, I'm all about her.
Well, I get suggestions and stuff like that. And one of my subscribers, he said about a month ago, "You should go check her out." So I checked her out and I really like her. I saw her. I love her sister, Juanita. Oh my good Lord. I was laughing. They did an episode with the mother and Juanita, right? And Leticia. I swear to God, I was laughing my head off, and I contacted her by email to see if she wanted to come on my channel, and she was kind enough. But then, because of emails and stuff like that, we didn't talk for about 2 weeks and a half, and then finally we set it up. But she's great. I like her. You know,
she's a good dynamic.
Great vibes.
I like it.
Yeah, I like her. She's a good vibe.
Also, the other guy that was on the week before.
Winning, Dylan. Dylan is amazing. Dylan. About his thing, yes.
He is a fantastic dynamic as well, because he brings something out the box. So his whole take on things is from a place not a single one of our episodes has ever taken a take from. Body language, all this kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we just cast judgment.
Knows what he's talking about. He's
yeah,
he's
it's done. Interesting. It's really, really good. Really, really good. Also, someone has suggested, and this has come from WhatsApp, by the way. Big shout out to everybody who's been using the WhatsApp. I just want to say big shout out to Annie, Anita, Irina, Lee, Catherine, Dave, Jennifer, Terry, Vaughn's. The list is ridiculous. So even though sometimes I don't get to read everything out that you guys are sending, just know it does all get read. And somebody was talking about making some of the graphics a little bit smaller. We're gonna look into that. But there was something else that was sent that.
Oh, did you like the? By the way, I have to ask you: did you like The Gentleman? Did you get to watch any of it?
Oh man, I'm up to episode 4. I think.
I'm done. Holy, so no spoilers for Ron.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Man,
everything you said, Paula, was on point. The writing, right? But it's the thing is, how much Guy Ritchie have you seen? Have you been with Guy Ritchie since The Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Oh, yeah, I've seen quite a few movies.
Yeah. Totally.
I love The Gentleman, the movie. Yeah. And I think what was the one with Brad Pitt and then the rock and roll?
Yeah. You know the format. You know the chapter style, massive twist. You know, yeah. Setup that he does. Yeah.
Right. Amazing. The thing that Guy Ritchie does, right, and me and Sean pointed this out when we were watching The Gentleman, is all the characters. Sean turned around to me, actually. He goes, you would make a great character in a Guy Ritchie movie. I said, why, Sean? He goes, because you always tell a story before you give an answer. And all the characters in a Guy. And I said, well, it makes the answer more interesting, doesn't it?
Pads out the movie playtime. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I have to say, if you haven't seen it, the movie The Gentleman, the series The Gentleman are fantastic. And I've watched the first episode of
The Gentleman.
Oh, no. There's the new one on Amazon that is based on the computer game. Someone will tell me in the side chat. Fallout. If you've not started watching Fallout, you need to watch that. Oh, actually, Gix, you just reminded me of what I was going to say there. So we've had a lot of suggestions that people want us to go over the Lady C book editions and dive into all this. So rather than do it half-assed, in the next week or so, I'll plan a Royal Mess special with people that have either read the book or maybe try and get Lady C to comment or something like that, so that we can have a one big mega smash of the whole book and everyone can be happy, and then we can clip the hell out of it and people can watch the little bits that they want it or whatever. Because I think a lot of people have been quite passionate about diving into that. I've personally not had time to read it. I would love to put aside time to read it, but I don't know if any of you have ever worked for the Sean Atwood channel. It's a tight ship on how much time you have to get things. Yes. I think that would be a good idea to do a big event on it. Not an event, but a special, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's so, I think her book's 17 hours long. Sean's currently working through it at the moment. And it. I've been listening to bits of it. I'm going to buy the book later today myself. And it is brilliant.
Highly 17 hours of the audio.
17 hours audio. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could probably get the audio book and tan that. I mean, I could probably do that, but I think I'd rather have somebody tell us about it that isn't as mentally challenged as me when it comes to reading, really.
Well, you've got Sean coming on for the second half of this show. He's with tag teaming today. Yeah. So yeah. Maybe poke him a few questions. I think he's done 5 hours so far of it.
Nah. Let's get something planned where we've got a date and we've got an event where we go over this book and then we've done it and then we can all rest assured.
Book club.
Oh yeah, could you imagine the books I'd be putting forward? I'd be like, yeah, if the book that I've suggested is the back of the cornflakes box, if you all just get a box of cornflakes by next week, if we can complete that would be great. Okay,
the puzzle.
We're jumping in through Ace. Do you know what? We're not even beating around the bush today. We're going full on spices this morning. Okay. So has anybody managed to miss these claims? Does anybody know an actress by the name of Rebel Wilson?
Of course.
Has anybody seen these headlines this morning? Yeah. I could actually go into the algorithmic coding and change that word right now. But what are your thoughts on this? I mean, the Pitch Perfect star, 44, made startling revelations in her new memoir, Rebel Rising, in which she writes that she was invited to last minute parties by a guy who's like 15 or 20th in line to the British throne, claiming that naughty substances were involved at the bash. Rebel revealed then all of a sudden at 2 a.m., a guy comes out with a large tray piled to what looks like a ton of candy. I'm like, ooh, is that candy? And the guy holding the tray is like, no, that is another naughty substance. Okay? I then turned to the screenwriter I'd been talking with, and he says, oh, it's for the adult gathering. Okay, adult gathering. As the world is still reeling from her comments, the actress has been spotted in the Capitol sporting big blue puffer jacket, strolling alongside. I'm not being funny, right? Okay, but the royals are people too, okay? If they want to have a party and get a bit sassy and you're 20th in away from the line of succession, I mean, come on. I mean, what are we thinking about this? Come on.
I think I've just Googled the succession line just to double check who I thought it was. And yeah, it is who I thought I was. Number 18 now. Shock horror, a royal being involved in a scandal to do with.
At least it was all adults. I mean, that's where I'm at now with it. I mean, that's where I'm like, oh, it was all grown-ups. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Ash does not believe. Axe is like, listen, guys, you are getting sucked into the propaganda machine.
Unfortunately, I am with Axe Smith.
Yeah, okay, listen, let me just get my joke out, all right? The real crime here is the jacket, all right? Real crime here, okay? All I'm saying, if you're going to wear a sleeping bag, go full sleeping bag with the legs, with the wee feet that poke out the bottom. Do you know what I'm saying?
She looks like Ziggy does when I'm taking him out on a cold walk.
Okay, so let's go with Axe. Let's go with Axe and Paula, and let's say it was all just a publicity thing. Do you think that it's too easy for people to have anonymous sources? Do you think it's too easy for journalism or books or self-promotion to be backed by faceless allegedlies, if you see what I mean? And I'm sort of putting this one in the spotlight and the Russell Brand case in the spotlight. If you see the two contrasts here, one's obviously for self-promotion. The other one is somebody seeking to destroy them. But it's along the same lines of, oh, well, this happened, but I can't tell you who said it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Too easy.
Let's jump in with Paula, because you look like...
Well, you know what? I'm calling BS on her story, because she said that this happened in 2014, right? And she said the line of succession in 2014 was very different than what it is now, guys. Okay. So she said that it was either the 15th or the 20th place in the line of succession, right? In 2014, you had Savannah Phillips 13 in line of succession, 14 Isla Phillips, 15 Sarah Tyndall, 16 Mia Tyndall, 17th David Armstrong Jones, which is the male, because she said it's a male and it's either on the 15th or 20th in the line of succession, right?
Yeah.
So that would be David Armstrong Jones. He was Viscount Linley. He was 52 in 2014. That could be him, but he was 17 in the line of succession. And then you follow him by Charles Armstrong Jones. He was 14 at the time. Then you have Margarita Armstrong Jones. And then you have Lady Sarah Chatto, who was actually the 20th in line to the throne. Then you have Samuel Chatto.
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's say she maybe got her years wrong a little bit. Let's say she decided to partake in some of that candy, if you know what I'm saying, and her memory is a bit skewed. Do you think it's a big deal? I mean, do you think if you're 20th in line from the throne, do you think
Ron, if you're going to make these allegations, this is the thing. If I were as a YouTuber, if I make these allegations, people come and easily check it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you will say, people will come to my channel and my credibility will be shattered. You know, because if you're going to put something like that in writing, in a book or in an article, and she is emphatic about the fact that it was.
Well, I think you're wrong there. Okay, because technically we could come to YouTube and say, I have an anonymous source who I need to protect, say whatever craziness.
She's not an anonymous. She says she participated in that, Ron. There's a big difference. I understand when somebody says,
yes. So she's taking it from a key witness point of view. You're right. Uh-huh. So she's the key witness and she's making herself the source. You're right. That's basically what it is. You're right.
Again, Ron, I liked your opinion where it was adults involved environment. And yes, there was party substances going on in the background. Tell me when that didn't happen in 2004 in a private house at the bottom of a palace.
No, I'm saying that it could. I'm not saying that I'm not questioning here whether it happens. I'm sure it does. But her information, it is wrong.
Charlotte's itching to blame Prince Harry.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm Harry. Harry to begin with. I don't think Harry was. Let me tell you how far she says fifth or 20th in line. Harry has never been that far down. He was fourth in line to the throne. So he wasn't anywhere near that.
Just for devil's advocate, that royal guy whose name I forget, who is, I'm going to sound very disrespectful, he passed away suspiciously this year. What line of succession to the throne was he?
He wasn't because he was married to somebody there.
Got you. Okay, so I think this is a spicy meatball. Okay. Also, I've changed the rude word to just say rude word now on the Daily Mirror.
I have only just noticed that.
Okay. So don't mess with Ron. He will get into your website and just change it.
There's something wrong here. This Queen G, Paola, you say things with no proof. You don't even explain why. Ron is the one who answered me the last time with you guys. Okay. Let me tell you something. I do say a lot of things that, you know, unfortunately come true. I, a lot of times, give other YouTubers information and then they talk about it and it becomes true, because the reason I do that is the person who's giving me the information. Sometimes there are very few people in the room. So yeah. If I know, it's by process of elimination. And this one, I'm gonna dox myself.
Listen. I don't agree with that statement, and I believe that you are answering something you don't need to answer for.
No, but I'm just going to give an example of why I do it. For Jen, the Real Housewives, that's another channel. She's a very big, huge channel. I gave her the exclusive that I knew that Meghan Markle and Harry were going to be at, Kevin Costner's thing. I gave it to her and I said, if you want to, you can run with it. Don't say it's me, because very few people know. One of them was my friend. So if I said that, it's not hard for people to make the leap because we're very good friends, right?
Yeah, well,
so I said, you say it. And she did. She had a live and I did some comments. And then when it came true that Meghan Markle and Harry were on stage at Kevin Costner, everybody was, oh my God, Jen, oh my God, Jen.
Yeah, see, this is where the statement's gone to. She's meaning calling Netflix or children's hospitals in background. So listen, there is many laws that would prohibit Paula from recording somebody without their knowledge. Yeah. And most of these places would. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. Anyone who knows me, my background, blah, blah, blah. I have been blown away with Paula, not only as a source, but as a journalist. So I give her, she's one of the very few people in the world that can phone me and say, I've got this. I can't tell you where it's from, blah, blah, blah. And I know it's solid. I know it is Paula would rather fall on the hot coals herself and burn alive than ever, ever put anyone in a position where she's given out false information. And anytime she, is wrong about something, she corrects herself. She's about the truth. And that's the vibes I get. I'm a pretty good caller character. Also, Victoria, what's going on?
Hi, guys!
Are you in the car?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Love it. Loving it.
Is the audio okay?
Loving it.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I keep missing you guys.
You're just calling in like... I noticed you called me earlier. I thought I must message her back. I'll call her back later after the royal mess. But we can just carry on our conversation here.
When as long as the audio is okay, then I'll carry on. If it's not, let me know.
What do you think of this Rebel Wilson? Because she's off by quite a few. I don't know if she's meaning the line of succession now, but that still doesn't make sense because it's female still.
But regardless of the royal succession, do you think she is just put that in there for clout to sell her book?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Has she got connections to the royals? This is what this one's asking. Inside Red Wales, bizarre relationship with the royals. Writing in a memoir, well, I'm shocked at the allegation. Surprisingly, Red Wales is actually friends with some members of the firm. And rang in 2020 in the new year with native Cindy was Zara, Sarah and Michael Tyndall. The group were also joined by Prince Harry's best friend Nacho, and has been dubbed David Beckham of Polo. Okay, so I mean, there's ties there. There's some ties. Okay, I mean, are we not getting a sense of maybe there's like a 2% chance this could be real?
But yeah, but you know, nobody's saying, you know, royals tend to be partying with celebrities because celebrities love having and hanging around royals, or billionaires love hanging around royals. For example, when Princess Eugenie and Beatrice were taken from Ibiza on a helicopter by Oprah Winfrey to party with this billionaire guy who's as shady as hell, they, of course, they're royals, and they take advantage of the fact that they're royal and they get freebies all the time. But that doesn't make them friends. You know,
that's true.
Speaking, because you get a selfie doesn't make you a friend. That was she at a party with a billionaire? Most likely. But the people that she's saying were 15, she shouldn't have said specific places in the line of success.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because she's not saying a source. She's saying I was there.
And yeah, that's true. I never picked up on the finer detail. I just want to say, talking about celebrities, we have Betty Rubble in the side chat, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, big shout out to the Rubbles. And I just want to say, you made my childhood just that little bit more special, Betty. I have to say, you were always the sassy one.
Cheers, Betty.
Loving it. Loving that. So again, I think it is a bit of a clout play. I think it is a bit of a clout play, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because maybe the fact that she's the eyewitness in this and can't get away from it is what's going to be the downfall if it is a clout play. Because, but again, though, as in the words of Sean,
I'm struggling to see what the big deal is about consenting adults went to a party, it got a bit wild, the end. Like, it's not just one of P. Diddy's parties.
She's,
you know,
involving,
I mean,
royal. She's in, well, you don't know, because P. Diddy is very good friends with that billionaire guy, Juan Bergle, who's shady as hell.
For me,
the owner of Soul House.
Yeah, I am with Paula. But for me, when I seen the story, my instant reaction was, ooh, that feels like about 25 minutes of easy content. that's what I thought.
You know what? For some reason, I don't trust her. She did that thing with Sacha Baron Cohen, and I don't like him either. I think he's a complete idiot. I don't get his sense of humor.
No.
But, you know, he posted the video, then a video came out, because she was saying that she was forced to do this and blah blah blah, right? Then a video came out where it showed that she was absolutely consenting to this, and people, and suddenly it has gone down and it has gone quiet. I don't understand why, when people are exposed or caught lying, especially when you're a female, suddenly it goes quietly, instead of, you know what, he posted that video and he even lost his marriage over this thing. Because everybody's so panicked about these things nowadays. You know that you're guilty before anything else comes to
mind. Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's put it to the public. Ladies and gentlemen, put a 1 in the chat if she has made it all up for clout. Put a 2 in the chat if it's real and we should be, you know, on her side. Put a 3 in the chat if it's, who
you
cares?
You wish you were at the party.
Get those consenting adults, and put a 4 if you wish you were at the party. All right, and don't ask me to repeat that. If you didn't catch it, just put the stream back a little bit. But yeah, good, because I like to start off with something that is not so much the hot topic of the day at the start of the show now, just to let everyone get in the door, you know, get in the door. So I hate to do it to you people, but we're back to Jam Wars. So it is official. King Charles is now selling out his jams across the country. Meghan has successfully relaunched the King's brand unsuspectedly and made his entire range sell out across the board. I'm not touching on this for very long. I'm not even going to let anybody else talk about it, because I am also sick of fucking talking about it. I mean, flipping talking about it.
Well, so the fact of the matter is that Meghan hasn't launched anything.
Correct.
What she did, is she sent 50 jars of a strawberry jam that she attached a label to and said that it was hers. She's not selling anything. She hasn't got the approval for to sell anything. This is just, you would think Meghan Markle is so mediocre. I did my video about this yesterday. She's so mediocre, so below average, that her sending a jam to people makes worldwide news. She needs to make it you would think she parted the Red Sea. It's just a bloody jam, and it's really bad. Nobody's even tasting it on real time. And then the label is coming off, but people make it a big news. Oh, Meghan Markle sent 50 jars of jam. And by the way, only 4 people have come out and shown it somehow, you know.
Hi,
so
Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Tina, you got the best 2 bloopers of the year so far, when you thought your internet wasn't connected, stared at your phone angrily and swore just as you disconnected. It was priceless.
Somebody said to restart your router, Tina.
Yeah, restart your router also shut down all the apps on your phone if you're using your phone. Make sure that you're only running your web browser as well.
And there's even a, I sent you a link there, Ron, about this jam thing that she sent one to Eugenie. By the time it gets to Eugenie, the flowers are going to be more wilted than the ones that we saw yesterday, you know, and she's waiting for Eugenie to post it on if she did send it to Eugenie. But they leaked this article, GB News, I think, that leaked the article that Eugenie got sent a jam and how great friends they are. I believe this is Megan leaking information to GB News.
Yeah, well, listen, I know, Paula, you're probably the one out of the three of us who knows most about the Meghan Markle bullying claims, but not just the recent ones, the history of it all, okay? So they believe now that Meghan Markle's bullying claims has cast a shadow over the lifestyle brand. Let's be honest here. The lifestyle brand, which was a landing page on a website and 50 of the biggest conspiracy around jam the world has ever seen, okay? When you launch a business, you should be ready. You should have some. Think about how many sales, right? And let's just forget about it, Meghan Markle, for a second. Let's just look at business launching ethics. You want to launch with something, okay, so that you can capitalize on your initial, marketing push. So it's a bad one. It's a bad one. But Paula, do you want to give us your two cents on how serious these bullying claims are, the realities, and why it should overshadow her launching a lifestyle brand?
Well, Meghan Markle, if you think about Meghan Markle's brand, how she fled, and I'm using the word fled because that's the word that they associate, they are escaping the palace or fled the palace or fled. She wants to compare herself to Latifah bint Mohammed al-Maktoum, who was this amazing princess whose father kidnapped her, took away her phone. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't go anywhere. She tried to escape and a friend tried to help her, if I remember correctly. And they managed to get on a boat, but then she was captured and sent back. And then she issued that really weird video saying, I'm okay. And she looked like a zombie, right? Yeah. So Meghan Markle wants to be the other Latifah. So what she's trying to do, her whole brand was based on I'm this princess, because if you notice, she changed her occupation. Harry put Meghan Markle, and I don't know what he put for occupation for her, but she, like 21 days later, she made him change it to Princess of the United Kingdom. Why didn't she change it? Why didn't she change it to philanthropist? You know?
So she
created this image.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I fled this and I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Look what she said on Oprah. They took away my phone. They took away my passport. They took away my driver's license. And this is a woman who did at least 21 trips.
Yeah.
They were not official. I mean, one of them, she was in Canada when she was sending the letter to her father. Okay. That's how skanky she was.
Yeah.
So, but this is a woman. So she says those things. And this is where her credibility goes. This is where her brand falls apart. Because then people start, because she's so public about everything she does. Oh, yeah, then how did you fly to see Serena Williams play tennis if you didn't have a passport? Commercial. She flew commercial, by the way. How did you fly to Italy twice, once for a wedding and another one for George Clooney? Because she let it leak. She went with Eugenie. Actually, George Clooney had invited Eugenie, and Eugenie then, how did she let it leak? She went for the baby shower or Canadian trips or, to Norway. They went to Norway to see the Northern Lights or to Amsterdam. I mean, the things that she says are so insane and so not true. They're lies. So her brand was, when she fled, and everybody was saying, oh my God, because they didn't know any better, the America, and it was COVID. So she fled, they fled. Harry fled to Canada, the Freedom Flight. I mean, that guy's a moron. So her brand is based on that. But then what has she done with that? She's been exposed as a liar. Recollections may vary. She has been exposed as a bully. She bullied her father, her sister, who's severely disabled. Her brother, even Thomas Markle, and I like Lizzie Cundy, what she said yesterday. She was at with Nana Kua at GB News, because Nana Kua was, don't you think that Thomas Markle Jr. is too much with what he's doing, right? And Nana Kua said, no, because he's defending his father. If she had done this to me, because let's not forget that Meghan Markle has a much bigger platform now. So this is a woman who phoned the head of Good Morning Britain, where Piers Morgan was, and he was literally fired on the spot. He wasn't fired, but he was given an option that was that he couldn't take. So basically he was fired. She phoned the head of the station. Okay. That's the reach this woman has. She managed, Sharon Osbourne got fired. So Meghan Markle's brand is based on hatred, on lies. Nobody can relate to that. Nobody can relate to, if you're a decent human being, nobody can relate to a woman who's not only disowned her father, because she didn't just disown him. She needed to trash his image and present them as this deadbeat man who didn't take care of her, who made his little girl of 13 years of age work because he couldn't afford anything, that they had to, was a treat for her to get a $4.99 salad. So nobody can relate to that because we can see that everything that she says are lies. So how can you relate to that? And she makes herself is her brand. So can you relate to a brand like that?
No, that's the thing. It's across the board as well. It's her father, it's her sister, it's her brother, it's everyone. It's the ex-husbands, it's everything in her wake. And it's the staff, it's everybody. And Tina, welcome.
Tina. Is she good? Look, guys, Tina. Talk, you can talk. But Tina, we can hear you.
Tina.
I feel like I'm calling to Siri when I'm calling Siri. Tina.
Everybody needs to give me a couple of minutes. So, Jen and Paula, if you can keep the conversation going for me.
No dramas already. So, can Tina, if you want to talk, and then everyone in the chat say if you can hear Tina, okay?
Can you hear me, everyone?
Yes, I sent you. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, I was just dipping in and out then, but I've got it's come back again. So I'm here for now. If I go away, I'm not coming back. So I feel like an inconvenience on you all. Just popping in and out.
Have you been listening to the conversation so far?
I've caught up on a bit. I was getting angry, as you see, with my internet and just trying to like sort out my phone. So what are we talking about?
Well, I'll let Paula take the lead with this one.
I was saying that nobody can relate to Meghan Markle's brand because her brand is herself. It's her. And she's a spiteful person who has trashed her father, who because it wasn't enough for her to ghost her father. She
I
had
can't
to,
hear Paula.
His image.
Can't hear Paula?
No.
1 minute.
Tina. Okay. Can you talk to me now?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Paul is breaking up.
Can you hear me, Jen?
I can hear Jen perfectly.
I'll have to be a mediator between the two of you.
About Meghan Markle's brand, that the brand is Meghan Markle.
I've got it. Paul is back in.
Cool.
Yeah, I was saying that it's hard for Meghan Markle. Can you relate to Meghan Markle?
I can hear that.
Meghan Markle's brand, because not only did she ghost her father, it wasn't enough. She had to
trash. Guys, I don't know what's going on, but this is just a nightmare, and it's on watch.
Right, I'm gonna kick you out, and then I'm gonna put you back in and see if that makes. There we go. Right. Any good?
I can hear.
Sorry, guys, about the technical difficulties. Watching now. So, can you hear us all right now?
I can hear you, Paula. I can see Paula's movement.
Testing. Fluent.
No, so what do you think about Meghan's brand?
Did you hear her okay then?
Yeah.
So we're just going. Sorry, what did you ask there, Paula? I was listening to sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give Ron a quick happy belated birthday while we test the sound here.
You can ask her, what does she think about Meghan Markle's brand?
What do you think about Meghan Markle's brand as a mediator? Tina.
Yeah, I think I'm just back logging. So.
Oh dear. So we've lost.
Yeah. I can hear you, and I can still see Paula asking the question that you're asking me. So as for Meghan Markle's brand, it is brand Meghan, isn't it? And Meghan's brand is not the best brand because she's not very liked. I would say national across the country, but it's sort of becoming a bit global, isn't it? So. It's not viable.
No. Sorry, can you hear everyone okay?
Guys, I think it's just my internet, so I'm going to dip out because it's impossible for you to do the show with all of this. Paula's coming in backlogged. I can hear Jen perfectly, but Paula, I don't know what's going on with my, look at you. So I'm just going to dip out.
Fabulous. Right. Okay. Yeah, if you can't hear us, we'll get this worked. It's back on tomorrow.
I'm watching, okay? All right, then take care.
Okay, join us in the comments. Bye. So now if you wanted to proceed on Megan, on the story here, one minute, I'm just going to add it to stage. Now Ron's gone AWOL. I can't even go up and down on this one without him. So guys, no, Paula, sorry. So the bullying claims cast over shadow over royal lifestyle brand. If you wanted to continue on what you were talking about then before Tina had her crazy internet sensation meltdown.
You have employees, right? Do you hire people, Jen?
Yeah. Yeah, we have about 20 people.
Okay. I hire employees. Bullying in my company is zero, less than zero, minus 1 billion. Okay. So if I hear that X is bullying Y, I will sit down and I will sort it out. Because, you know, that's what decent employers do. Now, the royal family, the options that these people had, the reason why Harry and Meghan were acting like teenagers, according to this explosive book, is because they were allowed to be teenagers. They were allowed to be nasty. They knew that their actions had no consequences. To this day, still, they're not that. I don't understand why the people who were bullied are not allowed to come out, because they do want to come out and say something, but they're not allowed to. The palace is still protecting Harry and Meghan Markle, you know, because Harry is just as big of a bully as Meghan Markle. And this is just my opinion, guys. Okay. So, Harry's tantrums and temper are legendary. And I, you know, like what we're watching with Harry right now, guys, all these lawsuits, is because Harry heard the word no for the first time. And this is him throwing a tantrum in a worldwide stage, using the legal system and costing the UK taxpayers a lot of money. Just because
he heard no for the first time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This man, Harry gets away with everything. Harry gets away with everything. He's used to having the palace. He's used to, for example, Santa Barbara. You know, he has a polo. And I know this. I know this because one of my friends, her husband is the sponsor for one of the sponsors for the Royal Foundation Polo Games. He went to Singapore when Harry was there with his wife, and his wife is my friend. Okay. So this is how I know about this, because they're huge in the polo scene there. Her husband company, I can't say what company it is. It's a huge sponsor for the polo thing. So they were denied access to Santa Barbara. Harry is 10 minutes away from his Santa Barbara where he plays. But they don't want him coming there with a Netflix crew, because unlike Harry and Meghan, these people are billionaires. They do value their privacy, unlike Harry and Meghan. They don't want to show up in a cheesy show for Harry and Meghan, especially Harry and Meghan, because these people now know that Harry and Meghan's brand is toxic and everybody mocks them. People don't want to be mocked, you know, because they're part of a people. These people know that internet is forever, Jen, you know, and once you're associated with that show, you're done. And they know that anything that's associated to Meghan Markle is mediocre. Look at Kevin Costner and that thing, how she was denied the mic. And Harry tried to give it, to her, but he was told no, because nobody of real substance or real importance want to be associated to them. So Harry's been banned from playing, and he can play there, but not with the cameras, at least not yet. This is why he went to Florida. People not asking those questions. You know, he went to Florida because Nacho is there, you know, and he was able to get some people to say yes, because of course the Florida is not as well known as the Santa Barbara. So they managed to get it to film there, but they couldn't get it in Santa Barbara. He's welcome there without the cameras for now, you know, and people don't ask, and people are not really happy in the United States. They don't like sports like that, you know, especially because it can be pretty brutal on the horse. I did also a story about that. Yeah, my story was about that yesterday, how he got banned from the Santa Barbara for playing polo at the Santa Barbara place. Because, you know, people don't want Meghan doxed the ladies, the philanthropist address. You know, I'm pretty sure that the lady would have preferred to do that. I'm sure. Why couldn't Megan make her cooking show? She didn't have to say where she did it, but she has to make a big thing of it and dox everybody. Can you imagine if you're doxed her place where she really lives, where she really lives? And I'm going to say that I know where she lives and it's not where people think. So
of course.
Can you imagine if you doxed her address, she would be suing you for breach of privacy.
Exactly. So now I think Ron's gone for a really big poo and just left us to it. I've got Sean, who is desperate to ask you some questions, Paula. So he's going to come in now. If you just give me 2 secs to load him up.
Queen G, I can't dox Meghan Markle because if she hasn't given her private address, I can't dox her.
No, of course not.
Because I'm not Meghan Markle. And also because, you know, I respect the law. And I don't have the clout that she has, that she can dox people and get away with it. So, no, I don't know. But I mean, what do you guys think? Would you guys buy jam from Meghan Markle or anything that this woman does?
Absolutely not. It's a total, I think it's all a con. Oh, here he is. He's just walked in. Oh, I'm ringing you. But would you be buying Meghan Markle's jam?
King Charles, did you mean?
No, Meghan Markle's got jam. Did you not know?
Yeah, it's called King Charles. It's to sell out and it's
got
charity.
Sean's knowledge is so basic. He goes, yeah, it causes King Charles to sell out and it goes to charity.
I don't know if you can pull this up. I sent you a link on the private chat that shows the line of succession in 2014. It's changed hugely now.
I'm going to have a look into that. I think we should, while I hand this over to Sean, I think we should touch on that tomorrow so I can have a look at all of your private messages and then get Ron to get them up on the screen. That'd be great. Right, much love to you, Paula. I'm just going to stick Sean on. He's going to be picking your brains for the next 45 minutes. 2 secs while Ron finishes his big poo.
Hey, Paula, how's it going?
I'm doing okay, the boss. I should have worn my hair differently. How are you, Sean?
You always look great, and I really appreciate all the time you're putting in on this. Should we get rid of Ron then if he's...
No. Oh, yeah, okay. Isn't he coming back?
Let's do that. That looks better, doesn't it? He can let himself back in if he comes back on it. Yeah. So I do have some questions. Let me just pull them up. Bear with me. And for everybody who's watching, if you've not yet subscribed to Paula's channel, get in there. We've got to be... supportive. And all right, so apologize if you've already gone over some of this, but I've got a few little questions for you. So one of them then pertains to Megan's podcast. Guest on her series of 12 podcasts for Spotify included Wimbledon champion Serena Williams, pop star Mariah Carey, and Sex in the City author Candace Bushnell, and she's got a load of big names lined up for the Lemonada podcast, but that has now been pushed to next year. Any insight on that?
Well, I don't think she'll end up making it because she's tried to get celebrities to join her, and she hasn't been able to get the celebrities that she wants to get, and Lemonada does not have the budget that Spotify had to give her to hire 28 producers, because you see with the Spotify thing, she only came in and they even added her voice there. She wasn't even present. I think she was only present for two or three. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So this, she would actually need to reach out to people, you know, and try to get celebrities, and none of the celebrities, not even this McCarthy girl, what's it called? Melissa McCarthy, the one that was praising her, doesn't want to come up. They really don't. They can praise her in public, but to do something meaningful or, you know, meaty with her, they don't do it. She hasn't been able to secure one single celebrity other than the ones that she has. Abigail Spencer, Mindy Kaling, which we all know, you know, are nobody wants. She hasn't even been able to secure Priyanka Chopra.
So the official line is that it has been postponed because she needs to focus on her lifestyle brand. Are you saying that that's poppycock and the true reason is that she's unable to secure any celebs?
I think so. Well, look at the big announcement. I sent it to Ron yesterday, the big announcement when they made the Lemonada thing. It's big. They did it through Deadline. Big announcement last year. Meghan Markle was going to do. It's exactly what we're getting right now with the brand thing. Exactly the same thing with Meet Me at the Lake. Exactly the same thing with Pearl, you know. There are big announcements how they're working, how it's with Elton John and Dave Furnish. And then the same thing, and then Pearl goes down. And then now Spotify. Spotify had to spend a fortune to massage the numbers, in my very humble opinion, you know, because there's no way Meghan Markle dethroned Joe Rogan. That doesn't happen, because with Joe Rogan, you can see the numbers. They never allowed the numbers with Meghan Markle to pop up. You just saw her place on, because people can do that. The same thing with Harry and Meghan, the Netflix, and that's BS. But they spent a lot of money. But that's the only thing that they really done. Invictus, Lead to Live. I mean, there's nothing really that they're not in. Now, Lemonada, Meet Me at the Lake. And they even made this announcement themselves through Archwell, where they actually falsely claimed to have bought the rights of the book, Meet Me at the Lake. And then Netflix quietly let it be known that it was Netflix who had acquired that, the rights of the book. But, you know, with intent of Harry and Meghan developing. It was a huge announcement. And then the Lemonada thing, when they were fired. They were fired. There was not a mutually exclusive ending thing. They were shown the door and slammed. And then, they make it sound like Spotify wasn't big enough that they're hooked up with Lemonada, because Lemonada was going to reach all the venues that Spotify couldn't reach. I don't know which one there is, because everybody has Spotify and nobody knew who Lemonada was and how she was going to work in content that was real to her and blah, 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 blah. That's because she always does this bloody word salad. And now it's been pushed back. And now she's concentrating on her brand for 50 Jams, you know, poorly labeled, you know, that doesn't meet any food safety requirements. Because I actually got, I sent Ron that thing, and I read the thing from the food and safety department, where they said that they hadn't given any permission to Archwell or American Riviera Orchard or Mama Knows Best. So what she did is she basically, according to her, cooked jam and sent it to 50 friends. That's really it, Sean. But people, and I was saying earlier, people would think that she parted the Red Sea.
Well, apparently she's doing her own calligraphy on the jam jars.
Yeah, her handwriting too, but I don't have a pen. You know what? Tomorrow I have pen and paper, and I'm going to show you my handwriting, because what she did is cursive handwriting, and it looks like the Grim Reaper, that thing that she does. Have you seen the Grim Reaper thing? It looks like that. The thing, that's just cursive handwriting.
So there have been claims that when a podcast came out on Spotify, it did over 1 million listens per episode, and it went to number one in 40-plus countries. So do you think that's just hype?
Absolutely. I mean, Bill Simmons knows the truth. I mean, this is why he said they're lazy effing grifters. Everybody knows that it was a lie. I kept looking to see the numbers. They never showed the numbers on Spotify. They just kept saying it. They posted billboards in New York, guys, everywhere, to hype this one. You know what how much a billboard cost in New York? A lot. So they spent a lot of money for nothing. And Bill Simmons, this is why Bill Simmons felt confident on calling him that, I think.
And Lemonade has nowhere near the money that Spotify has. No. So do you think it will just get shelved?
Well, she's going to shelve it. I don't think she had any intention. Meghan Markle just likes to grab headlines. And to fill, and you know, for me, and this is my personal take on things, they just like to fill their CV with things. Right now, she added to her CV that she worked with Lemonada. First, she worked with Spotify. Her CV is going downgrade. It's being downgraded. She starts with Spotify and Netflix. Now she's going with Lemonada and a cooking show, you know, and saving the world and doing all these humanitarian things. So she's filling. She already put in her CV. Oh, she's executive producer at Lemonada. whether anything comes of it, you know, but she has it on her CV, you know, just like she got her award from NAACP or from the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thing, you know, for fighting institutional racism and the royal family. And then having Harry 2 years later say, well, there's no such thing. And then she gets angry with Harry for saying that, and then asks Omid Scobie to say that there wasn't only one royal racist, but there were two. And of course, it's King Charles and the beautiful Princess Catherine.
So I think Jen mentioned I was reading Lady C's book, and in the book it says that 1.9 billion people watched the wedding of Harry and Meghan, which is tremendous reach. So how did it all go so wrong? How could she not get the numbers now if she had almost 2 billion people watching the wedding?
You know what I think it is? Because, you know, whether we like it or not, people like fairy tales. This is why people were so angry when Princess Diana and Charles got divorced, because we do like the fairy tale. At least I do, you know, and because she had all the means to make it really a fairy tale, to be a positive force for good, to actually use the royal platform to do something different, to use the position that it was created for her, because the Queen's Commonwealth Trust was created 1 month prior to Prince Harry and Meghan married, with the intention of making Harry president and Meghan vice president of the Queen's Commonwealth Trust. That was created, guys, in April. The sole purpose of giving them that huge, I mean, the Queen's Commonwealth Trust reached like 2.4 billion people. And I mean, she could have done something. So I think people are disappointed that the royal fairy tale didn't come true, but not because it wasn't true, but because Meghan Markle turned it into a nightmare, and it's lies. The nightmare is not true. What she said is not true. So I think that people feel angry that she lied about it because she had selfish motives, and that people don't like to discover things about, you know, especially when you had such a fair. Then she called the wedding a spectacle.
Wow. All right. My next question then pertains to the timing of Harry's residency matching the eviction from Frogmore Cottage, which was given to Harry from the Queen and evicted by Charles. Do you think
that doesn't match. Harry was asked to leave in January. Harry was asked to leave in January. In July, I reported that Harry had officially moved out of the UK, and I did a few videos about what being domiciled. And I did quite a few videos last year about the difference between domicile and residence, and how, in spite of the fact that he had officially moved to the United States, he was still officially domiciled. It's funny because the Royal Griff just did a video about this like last week, basically saying exactly the same thing, highlighting the difference between resident and domicile, which is completely different. Harry can have 20 residents, be a resident of 20 countries around the world, but he's domiciled in the United Kingdom. And the law and the succession law says that, and the regency law says that he has to be a British citizen over the age of 21, domiciled in the United Kingdom, not residing in the United Kingdom. And this is why I did my videos. And people were calling me out, oh, you're lying, he's still living in the UK. Ha, ha, ha. And now it pops out, the documents, and the press knew, guys, he hasn't backdated that. You can't backdate, you know, this is something he declared back then. He's just making it public now, but the press knew, and the press just shuts up about it. And then, you know, and it really, I think it's just trying to push himself into the American people, because I don't know. I think that maybe he thinks that if he shows that he declared himself resident, he can salvage whatever is going to happen to him. But you know, this ambassador thing doesn't help. What she said, that nothing is going to happen under the Biden administration, and then the Heritage Foundation submits that to the courts, and then the DHS come back and said, no, the ambassador didn't say that, it was actually with Trump, when actually it was the ambassador who said that nothing's going to happen to Harry under the Biden administration. Isn't it insane? What do you think?
It is insane. But let me just get your thoughts on what the Mail's reported about this. Because they're saying that these musical dates have been altered to fire a warning to Charles that there's not going to be any reconciliation. Anyway, here's what the Daily Mail's saying. Prince Harry's decision to pinpoint the day he and Meghan were evicted from Frogmore Cottage by King Charles as the date his US residency began points to irritation with his father and that he won't return to the UK. So what's your reaction to that?
It's a lot of crap. I really do think it's a lot of crap because he was told in January. People think that the royal family act on impulse. They don't. Harry and Meghan do. But the royal family, Harry knew when his lease was up. He knew that he didn't want to pony up the money. It is my very firm opinion, guys, that Charles had been paying for his lease up till the day that. And then after that, they were told, if you want to continue this, you have to pay. And they were not happy because they don't like to pay anything. But Harry knew. Harry must have been told months in advance, and he must have spent time trying to convince Charles to continue paying for it with threats saying, if you don't, I'm going to say that you kick me out of the house and blah, blah, blah. Because we saw the article saying, oh, they were evicted. He's a grown-ass man. I left my home at 17. You know, I went to Canada, back to Canada. I went to study. I studied my career, pay for my career. I mean, but no, he's at 37. Complaining that his father evicted him from a castle in Frogmore after he trashed the royal family and he's told to pay his own bills. But they knew. That's absolute crap. They knew. If I knew, and I'm a little YouTuber, I knew this in July. I did many videos about this. If you go to my channel, people were fed up with me talking about this. And I said, this is going to come up. This is going to come up. And it came up. But now they're saying he backtracked. You know that when you fill out a form, especially online, you can't backtrack it to last year. It'll come, you know, when you do something, anything that you do online, it's that date. You know, for so taxes, everything.
What's your interpretation of Harry? On one side, he's saying he'll pay for his own protection in the UK, but on the other side, still applying to try and get it paid for by the taxpayers. Is that cognitive dissonance or manipulation?
Well, you know what? He's not paying for security in the US and the UK. People are wrong in that. What he was fighting for was to get automatic. Please listen to what the royal the press says, that his security has been downgraded, not removed. The downgrade is, and it's not even downgraded, Sean. The reason why Scotland Yard or RAVIC, they need 28 days notice and a detailed agenda is for them to plan routes. I've been involved. I can talk, and I know nobody can call me up because I used to do this. I used to work with the embassies, and one of the things I did was organizing security for royal people. And I know what is entailed. You know, I'm going to give you a little tidbit because I know I'm not breaking any confidentiality thing that I signed. Before a royal comes, what do you think they plan months? They come and they set up a team around the places where the royals are going to be. And they set them up even 2 weeks, maybe longer, to see if there's any abnormal behavior going on before. Because they don't just, I'm going to secure the place 2 days before. No. It's a lot of things. They have to plan escape routes in case something goes wrong. So this is why he is asked to give 28 days and detailed agenda. But in their minds, because Harry never had to deal with this, and Meghan is an idiot who never needed it. So Buckingham Palace organized his security. So he doesn't understand that this is the minimum amount of time that they need and their agenda in order to secure security for him, secure the places. But he's I have unfortunate news for people. His security has not been removed. It's been downgraded because now he's forced to say 28 days in advance when and where he's going to be for them to assign him the security. In the United States, he has security of which the United States is paying for.
Right. So my final thing is there was an announcement from Netflix. I'll read it to you and I'll get your thoughts on it. And this came out recently. So Harry and Meghan are at it again. Archwell Productions, Harry and Meghan, Heart of Invictus, just announced two new non-fiction series in production as part of its multi-year overall deal with Netflix. The first series is created by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, and celebrates the joys of cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship. The series is directed by blah, 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 blah. The second series offers unprecedented access to the world of professional polo. Shot primarily at the US Open Polo Championship in Wellington, Florida, the series will pull back the curtain on the sport, known primarily for its aesthetic and social scene, capturing the full story of what it takes to compete at its highest level. The series will be produced by Boardwalk Pictures, with executive producers Prince Harry and Meghan, and then blah, 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 blah. Both shows are in early stages of production, and the titles and release dates will be announced in the coming months. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a lot of us. I did a video yesterday because Harry is waking up to the reality that when he was with the royal family, you know how like companies and organizations, they vie to get a royal, to get him there. It was like a competition. I mean, they couldn't, no, I want you to pay my polo field. Do you want this? Oh, how much do we donate to them? But now the reason why he's doing it in Florida and not in Santa Barbara, California at his polo, because they said no to him about the cameras. And that raises his cost because he has to be in Florida, not in California. That raises his cost. And if you look at it, it's not Netflix who's producing it. It's not Netflix, not even Archwell Productions who's producing it, because they don't have the cash for that. But they were, Harry was given funds because Netflix did sign a thing and they would give him a certain amount of funds to help produce the project. Meghan didn't get any funding for her cooking show. She didn't get any funding for that cooking show. So, and Meghan is the cheapest person alive because, you know, and the unfortunately, she likes to do things over the top. So it's costing a lot of money. And somebody told me, one of my sources told me that she's using some of the budget from Harry to fund her cooking show because they don't want to use their own money. You know what I think they don't want to use their own money? Because they know that they're not making any and they want to hang on to the little one, to the little money they have, which is not very much really, you know? So, but I mean, it's pathetic because before she said that she was going to concentrate on family and now she's dropped the family thing, right? And now there was an article that she was released through a source that the children are not going to be part of any of the shows. Polo is not a relatable show. It's not something that's relatable to them, you know. In the United States, nobody thinks polo. It's an elitist thing. What happened to him? I'm serious.
Yeah.
I have horses at the farm, guys. Nothing like my poor horses are cholencos, like we call them, you know, farm horses, whatever. And they still did cost a little bit of money because you feed them and stuff. Can you imagine polo, that sport is so expensive. And people in the United States, they don't care about it. You know, and Harry is very cruel to animals. Harry's incredibly cruel, you know, like that poor horse that he rode when she was pregnant and he was told not to, but he was allowed to anyways. And then he made her bleed with his purse. And then the poor horse died of a heart attack with the foal inside. I mean, and then another horse threw him off because the horse clearly did not want to play with him. I mean, this is, PETA should be involved. PETA, if you're listening, get involved.
So obviously Harry and Meghan are never going to end up in the poorhouse, but did you think they could become so toxic and ostracized they would end up in some kind of balance sheet difficulty?
Well, you know what? I do think they might run into financial troubles. Look at, for example, Fergie with Andrew. Andrew's not wealthy. If you look at the arrangement that he got for that royal lodge or whatever, it's very cheap. And I think he was able to afford it when he sold his mansion that his mother had given for like 4 million quid over the asking price to that Turkmenistan or Kazakhstan, one of those tan guys, you know, that. And that's how he was able to afford things. But Harry and Meghan, I mean, Harry... People, for some reason, inflate his wealth. I don't think he has that wealthy. Princess Diana left 15 million pounds before taxes in the United Kingdom. Harry and William are not exempt of taxes. So I think it's 40% that you pay in the United Kingdom for death tax. Is that it?
The death tax in the UK, I'm not sure. I've not experienced.
It's around 40%. 30, it's pretty high.
Yeah, inheritance tax, is it?
And then, so after the death tax, you divide it in two, you know, and then of course they did some very smart investments and stuff like that. They also said that the Queen Mother left Harry a lot of money. I don't think that's true because the way that the Queen Mother and the people go around it is they leave it to the sovereign because the sovereign doesn't pay any taxes on death taxes or anything like that. The sovereign doesn't, they're exempt. The monarch is exempt from that. So this is how they go around it. And basically the monarch set up trust funds that they can't break, or, and then they live off them. Yeah. But I, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they have very much money. And I think people are going to get fed up of lending them their private airplanes, lending them their mansions, especially the more toxic and the more D-list they become. I mean, he's already burned his bridges when he wrote in his spare that he did mushrooms at Courtney Cox's house, you know. No A-lister wants to be outed.
Yeah, and he's...
Would you invite him? Yes, another one if they come and say something like that about your parties?
No, it's a code, isn't it? It's an ethical code amongst them not to do anything like that. So, yeah. Okay, so Paula, we're going to be on George the Giant Slayer's channel tomorrow at 8 p.m. UK, I believe.
Yeah, well, I think it's 2 p.m. Texas time. Yes, that's how nice. Yes, yes, George inviting me. How nice of him, you know. I did an interview with him. I cry my... You know, he disclosed something he said he never disclosed ever.
Really?
Yeah, he said that because I asked him how to stop his father from beating him, and he had never really disclosed that to anyone, and he did it in my channel. I was crying. I mean, and I was trying not to cry, you know, the whole thing, because
yeah,
he's so amazing. I mean, he's such an amazing human being. I adore him. I think he's a lovely man. See, I'm tearing up already. He's a lovely man. And the things that he went through, I even said, I think I let it slip. I was thinking it, but I didn't think I said it out loud. And then when I was rewatching, I said, oh, crap, I said it, because I said, I want to punch your father. I didn't know I said it on, you know. I was thinking it, but I didn't realize I had said it out loud because, you know.
Well, you've been through things as well, Paul. I remember that story you told me and Jen. It was, you know, it's quite brutal. So I'm sure your heart goes out to George as well, going through things.
Yeah. For me, in my point of view, is for my kid, because what my kid went through, you know, and and things that he said, for example, how his father would say to him, it's for your own good, or, you know, he wouldn't apologize to him afterwards. And it's like he thinks he was doing the right thing. That hit home with me, because my ex still to this day thinking that the abuse and everything he did, he sees nothing wrong with it. You know, this is why my son doesn't want to talk to him ever, you know, because he has never apologized. Never mind apologizing to me. I don't care about the beatings. But my son, you know, it's his only son, too.
Yeah, you know? No conscience, psychopaths, no conscience.
But George is amazing, so I'm glad we're going to be there. I think it's going to be spicy tomorrow, the talk.
Yeah, definitely. We've got baggage claim with us as well, viewers. So please join us. If you're in the UK, it's 8 p.m. UK time, live on George the Giant Slayer's channel. Jen's got a few announcements here as well she's handed me. So we'll be at the Atwood Family Breakfast tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to all the people who've come over and subscribed to our new channel. Lots of baby Ziggy there. Jen has her own channel as well. It's at Jen Hopkins the Great. And she's moved the Psychic Night over to that channel. It was on this channel. It's now going to be on Jen's own channel tomorrow at 5 p.m. UK. And have you got anything, Paul, you would like to announce to the viewers?
No. Thank you to all of you guys. Thanks for always watching us. Thanks for supporting us. That means the world to us. You know, we just... Oh! Bron is back.
Whoa!
That only means that, you know, I love coming here. We created, I think, a very positive community.
Get Paula to 100,000 by Friday or we delete everything, okay? She's 200 off it. Okay, I just came back to say that. She's 200 off it. We don't have 100K for the show on Friday. We're deleting it all, okay? It's gone. So it's up to you, people. No. Also, we're going to have a little mimosas party on Friday for my birthday during the show. So I hope to see you all there. And Sean, thank you for today. You did fantastic. Fantastic. And
thanks for Paula's knowledge. Cheers.
No, I don't know if it's knowledge. I mean, please, guys, understand that I just try to research as much as I can. Where's Ron? As much as I can, you know, like as much as I can. That's it, you know, and oh, my Lord.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. The showstopper is here. Look at the little guy.
Ron's been booted off for baby Ziggy. Who's that on the screen, Ziggy? Who's that on the screen? Are you the star? Are you the star of the show? You're the star of the show.
He is the star.
Is that on the screen, Ziggy? Look, that's you up there. That's you. Look. I wonder if babies know they're actually looking at themselves, or they don't actually know. Just think it's another baby.
I'm sure
baby.
He does. Is he standing up? Do you have a mirror? A mirror wall?
Yeah, I often put him in front of the mirror. I wonder whether he knows it's him or not. He smiles at himself.
Yeah, that, yeah. Oh, look at that. I saw a clip of you walking him on a stroller and he's laughing and laughing and laughing. That was so cute.
Oh, he's got such a deep laugh, doesn't he, for a baby?
Yes, yes, yes. But was that him or you? Because you seem to be enjoying it more than he was.
It was him. He's got a very strong laugh, haven't you, Ziggy? Very deep laugh. Yeah.
And he was dancing at that clip. I saw some clips of you at a party, something that you had like music and stuff. That was fun too.
Oh, we went to a yoga rave. It's called a Kirtan at the Bhakti Center in Bath. Fantastic people. So peaceful.
We cleansed
our souls at the weekend we did. But if people want to see more Ziggy, we'll be back at 10 a.m. for the Atwood Family Breakfast on that channel. And I'll be signing off. Anything you guys want to conclude with, Ron, Paula?
No, thank you.
All right, let's end the stream then. Thanks, viewers. Thanks for all your questions, super chats. And I hope to see some of you in our streams tomorrow.